Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. I'm joined now by the new Padres hitting coach, Alan Zinter.
How's it going?
How's it going with you? That's the bigger question.
Oh, it's going great. Yeah? I'm having a blast.
Good spring so far?
So far, so good. We got a lot of guys working hard, a lot of new stuff going on, and the enthusiasm, the atmosphere is wonderful.
You've really kind of risen up pretty quickly in the major league ranks. This is your first full-time major league hitting coach job. I mean, are you settled in yet? Is it real? Are you still pinching yourself?
I'm still pinching myself. I wake up with a smile every day. But you know what? I would like to think that I deserve it because I spent so much time in the minor leagues as a player. I didn't want my coaching career to take that long either. So I've been very fortunate and very lucky to be able to move up pretty quickly, and I continue to want to just learn and get better. So it's been fun.
Do you share that experience at all with some of the younger guys, how you did kind of toil and work and grind for so long
as a player? It's become, you know, the journey is, you know, I would not want to change anything that's ever happened to me because it's just got me to where I'm at right now. It's prepared me to be able to handle all kinds of hitters. I got a lot of empathy for all kinds of hitters at different stages in their career. I share as much as I can. I try to talk to them like I was talking to myself. You know, the information that I would need. I'm not a big guy that just rhetoric, just telling guys telling guys what to do. I want to explain why. I give them the why first, and then I try to help them out with what I got. And if I don't know it, then I'll go learn it, and I'll find a way to get it to them.
Hitting is two parts. It's the mental, philosophical part, and then it's the technique. Are you more one side or the other? Is it a balance? What kind of hitting coach are you?
I'm everything. I'm a life coach, so it depends on where the guy is. I mean, obviously, we got to learn a really good mechanical swing. We need to know the fundamentals of the swing. I like to teach guys that do it very well. I like to teach them that, you know, how to make sure that they understand their swing. Because a lot of guys just feel it, then they lose it, they don't understand, so they spend too much time trying to work on that. So I'm big on teaching the mechanics and teaching the guy how he swings and so he understands that. But then I'm also very big on learning how to compete in the box and the mindset and the plans of attack that you need up there and keeping things simple, the thoughts that go through and controlling the mind and learning how to command and control an AB all the way through, not just when they get in a hitter's count.
Yeah, I saw you working with Matt Kemp a couple days ago, and you were doing some specific stuff with him. And afterward, I heard him tell somebody else, I love talking to Z about hitting. I might hit 40 this year. So he likes what he's hearing from me so far.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I want these guys to know that I care. And they don't care who you are or what you know until they know that you care. So my first thing that I want to do, I want to look guys in the eye and look into their soul, and I want them to know that I care. And we're here to be a part of something great.
So obviously every hitter will be different with what you try and teach them based on their skill set, where they are in life, like you said. But do you have a kind of overarching lineup philosophy? What type of hitting team you want this to be?
Yeah, I want our team identity to be dangerously disciplined.
I like that.
Dangerously disciplined. So we do damage in the zone, and we take pitches out of the zone. And the byproducts will be walks and on-base percentage.
Which is something the team struggled with last year, as I'm sure you know.
Right. So I don't want guys just up there trying to work a walk or take pitches or be not ready to hit. I want guys ready to hit. We're attacking the hot zone, and we're ripping mistakes.
All right, let's talk a couple of specific guys. Give me some scouting reports, what you've seen so far from, let's start with Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp, well, this guy is a tremendous talent. Unbelievable athletic ability. The compaction of the baseball is like second to none. But he needs to be able to sharpen up his plan of attack and be able to execute that time after time after time and not let that not let anything distract him from that plan of attack. And that's, I think, he's very good. You know, he gets last year he was streaky. First half, he wasn't feeling it. Second half, he got on fire. So when he's on fire, there's nobody better. But I'm trying to get him to understand what he does when he's on fire so he can repeat that.
A guy who maybe will be tasked with protecting him this year, Will Myers. He's healthy. The wrist is fully healthy, he tells us. What are you working on with him?
Will Myers is just getting him to be dangerously disciplined in a smaller zone because he's got a tremendous, beautiful swing, sweet swing that he has. He gets himself in trouble when he starts to chase into the marginal area of the strike zone.
And the no batting gloves, you like that look for him?
I love it. So like a gladiator, you know. It's I don't know how guys do it. I couldn't do it. I've never done it. But it just looks really cool.
some of the young guys, a lot of people are high on them as well. What have you seen from Jabari Blash?
Jabari Blash, man, what a specimen this guy is.
The Greek god.
The Greek god, and he's just, you know, he's got the perfect combination of the voice, the skin, the height, the muscles, all that stuff. It's just a really nice guy right there, and yeah, he's got power to all fields. He's eager to get going and show us what he's got. I've kind of not gotten too deep with him because I know he's in a spot where he's competing. So I'm just kind of trying to learn him right now.
Another young guy who's gotten a lot of talk this offseason. We have him on the show this week, Manny Margot. Have you worked with him at all, and what do you think?
Yeah, I like watching Manny. Manny's got those eyes that he's just always learning and listening. He's observing everything. He's anybody's, you know, whoever's talking, he's like really just gives him that look, and then he goes in and does something. He repeats his swing. He's got a gorgeous swing. This guy is going to be a good player.
All right, and hopefully the rest of them follow suit with you this spring.
Believe Alan. It. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Appreciate it. Thank you for stopping by.
Good. I don't know what to do with my hand.
You did good. You all kept right. him down okay, and the good. Mic up. That's all we right. ask for here.
Thank you.
Back
thank
after
thank
this you. On Padres Social Hour.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2016 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.